Hallelujah. There is nobody like God. Hallelujah. You may be seated. Amen. We're going to receive this evening's tithe and offering. Amen. Hallelujah. Turn over to Genesis 17, please. We'll read verse 1 down through about 7. Genesis 17.
Genesis 17.
Amen. What is this year? It's the year of what? Amen. And the year of fulfillment.
Amen.
Amen. Advancement's good. Hallelujah. But the year of fulfillment.
Amen.
That's been going around quite a bit here lately.
Amen.
I would pay attention to the year of fulfillment. Because what has God promised you? If you don't know what he's promised you, how are you going to receive the fulfillment of it?
Amen.
Amen. And I was trying to find it, but there was one night, y'all remember I taught on what Satan stole off of Proverbs 6, 30 and 31? Y'all remember that? I don't have it in my notes because that's the one that he just gave me right before service. So are y'all still doing my notes?
Yeah.
Are you coming in tomorrow? You are? No? No? Well, look it up. Look up my notes. Try to find it for me. It's the one that's taught, Proverbs 6:30. It's either in November or December. That way, because you need to listen to it. This is the point. You need to listen to it. Because he had me talk about the seven times. What Satan steals, he has to pay back seven times. Seven times what he stole. Seven times.
Amen.
And so the year of fulfillment, what did he steal? It's times seven, whatever he stole.
Amen.
And I believe that's the whole point of, it's interesting that he brought that out before this year showed up. And then he said, it's the year of fulfillment. I don't know who was here that morning, but we was praying. And it was just the Spirit of God. He said, it's the year of fulfillment. And then he brought that up. I said, all right, I see that. The year of fulfillment of that message, which he was talking about, what Satan stole, he no longer can have. He has to pay back according to the word of God. If you don't know it, write it down. It's Proverbs 6, 30 and 31. Holy cow, why would you leave your phone on? The alarm is going off in the back. That's what that is. It's the year of fulfillment. The year of fulfillment.
Amen.
So what does he owe you? See, if you don't know what he owes you.
Yep. Amen.
Amen. I'm going to talk to y'all over here because nobody wants an amen this today. So if you don't know what he owes you.
Amen.
The year of fulfillment.
Yes, sir.
What, seven times what he stole?
Amen.
Seven times. What he stole?
Amen.
Seven times. And not only that, and I'm not talking about anybody. I'm talking about myself. How many of us have been waking up and thanking God for that ever since God had that sermon come out? Because I'm telling you right now, that was in none of my notes. He gave it to me during praise and worship.
Amen.
So it wasn't something I conjured up. It was the Spirit of God letting us know it's the year of fulfillment. Seven times what Satan stole. Well, I don't know what he stole. Well, find out. Anything, any kind of lack that's trying to show up, any money that you're having, AC units, your car breaking down. Because a tither has tither rights, and that junk doesn't belong to us. And that's Satan trying to steal the income that belongs to us to help further the kingdom of God. If he's stealing the money that belongs to the kingdom of God to further it, then we can't further the kingdom of God and do things for the kingdom of God.
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
So whenever we find out what knot that was, we'll let y'all know. That way you can listen to it. Because I tried to find it, but could. Okay, it's probably the. No, that wasn't the first one. I know. I went to look at my notes. I was like, "Oh yeah, I wrote it. I wrote it on paper because it wasn't in my notes." And I should have wrote it down in my note, but I didn't. The definition for fulfillment. I'm going to let you know because I know you're wondering. It means the achievement of something desired,
amen,
promised,
amen,
or predicted.
Amen.
Hallelujah. The achievement of something desired, promised, or predicted. Well, turn over to Proverbs 6, 30 and 31. Man, do not despise a thief. If he steal to satisfy his soul when he is hungry. But if he what?
Be found.
He shall do what? But if he be found, he shall restore sevenfold, which also means seven times.
Amen.
So whatever amount it was, times it by seven.
Amen.
And that'll give you your amount.
Yes, sir. Amen.
That belongs to you.
Amen.
Because when you catch a thief, according to the word of God, not according to Ricky Edwards, according to the word, God said, if he be found, he shall restore sevenfold.
Yes,
he shall restore. Not he might. He has to. Especially since we got the word of God backing us. He has to. So find out what the amount. Me and Chelsea found out the amount that was stole from us. And it's heavy. Hallelujah. Thank God.
Amen.
Thank God. The year, and every time he brings it up, the year of fulfillment. I want to jump out of my truck and just dance on the highway. You don't understand. Because the year of fulfillment means everything that I've told you belongs to you.
Amen.
Everything I've told you belongs to you.
Amen.
But it's up to us to receive it. Not just sit back and go, okay, God, do your thing.
Amen.
How many of y'all ever received something from your parents by just sitting on the couch and not asking or not going and getting anything?
Amen.
Receiving involves movement sometimes.
Amen.
Amen. Go over to Genesis August 30th? August 30th. August? Was it really that far? Man, I was thinking it was November. Well, hallelujah. Go to find it in the thing in August 30th. It's a Wednesday night. Hallelujah. Man, I could have swore it was like December. I'm not even lying. Amen. What's that? Some Symptoms of Unbelief. That's what it's titled. We probably already had the title before it got changed. That's what happened. Genesis 17, please. Before y'all got me sidetracked. Yeah, we're still on tithe and offering, yes. Yes, ma'am, yes. Yeah, glory. You don't understand. Y'all don't understand what the year of fulfillment means. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, son. Hallelujah. Genesis 17, verse 1. And when Abraham was 90 years old and nine, the Lord appeared to Abram and said unto him, I am the Almighty God. Also means El Shaddai. That means God that is more than enough. Amen. Walk before me and be thou perfect. I will make my covenant between me and thee and will multiply thee exceedingly. And Abram fell on his face. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory. How's y'all's prayer and fasting going? Son. Hallelujah. I'm telling you. Hallelujah. All right. Look. Where was we at? Fell on his face and God talked with him. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory be to God. Yes. Amen. As for me, behold, my covenant is with thee, and thou shalt be a father of many nations. Neither shall thy name any more. Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen. Amen. More be called Abram. But thou. Amen. Yeah. But thy name shall be Abraham. Amen. For a father of many nations have I made thee, and I will make thee exceeding fruitful, and I will make nations of thee, and kings shall come out of thee. And I will establish my covenant between me and thee, and thy seed after thee, and thy what? Seed. No, and thy what?
Seed.
Singular.
Amen.
Not plural.
Amen.
It's very important because it's talking about Jesus.
Amen.
And thy seed. It's talking about Jesus.
Amen.
Because he's the fulfillment of the covenant. Amen. And I will establish my covenant between me and thee and thy seed after thee. Amen. And their generations. Interesting that it says in their what? Are we in our generation?
Yes.
Are we in our generation?
Because
yes. It says in their generations.
Uh-huh.
That's plural.
Yes.
Are we in our generation?
Yes.
Are y'all in your generation?
Yes.
Are the other people in their generation?
Yes.
In their generations. In their generation. So whatever generation you're in, that's your generation. And he said, and in thy seed after thee, in their generations. He'll establish his covenant. His covenant. Well, what's in his covenant and what belongs to us? Find out what he told Abraham. in their generations for an everlasting covenant to be a God unto thee and to thy seed after thee. Amen. The Noah's Webster Dictionary defines covenant as a mutual agreement between two parties, two or more parties. Also says an agreement between God and his people in which God makes certain promises but requires certain behavior from them in return.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Go over to Psalms 89 real fast, please, and thank you. 89:34. You almost had it, but not quite. Keep practicing at your house in the mirror. You're good. 89:34. My covenant I will break. My covenant will I not break, nor alter the thing that is gone out of what? Or alter the thing that has gone out of my lips.
Amen.
If a thief is caught,
yes,
he has to pay back seven times what he stole.
Amen.
My covenant will I not break, nor alter the thing that has gone out of my lips.
Amen.
If a thief is caught, he has to pay back seven times what he stole. Seven times. Well, this number, that's just too big. Well, that's between you and God. If it's too big, then that's between y'all. But if he said, if a thief is caught, he has to pay back seven times. And then I times seven times whatever amount it was, and it's big. That's exactly what he owes me. Because God said that he will, with his covenant, he will not break nor alter the thing that's gone out of his lips. Turn over to Hebrews 6, please. We're just going to go ahead and talk for a minute. Didn't realize we was going this way, but it's good. There you go. It's the year of fulfillment. The year of fulfillment. See, what have you been going after? What's been on your vision board? Well, I don't have one. Well, you start one. Start one. There's things God requires of us that we need to do on our part, and we do them. Right? Because for a covenant to work, this party has to uphold their promise. This party has to uphold their promise. For a covenant to work. And once you hold your part, God is going to hold his part.
Amen.
There's no question about it. The question is on our side if we'll hold it.
Yes, sir.
If we'll do what we say.
Amen.
It's the year of fulfillment. I need you to understand. It's the year of fulfillment.
Yes, sir.
Fulfillment. Fulfillment.
Yes, sir.
See, what are you going after? Healing? Are you going after debt being paid off? A house? A vehicle?
Amen.
Marriage restoration? Whatever it is. A husband? A wife?
Amen.
I just noticed you laughing over there. Amen. Hey, look, ain't nothing wrong with getting married. We're all of us did it.
Amen.
Well, not all of us yet. The year of fulfillment. The year of fulfillment. The year of fulfillment. And he's not going to back up from what he said.
Amen.
He's going to stick with it. As long as we stay with the word, it's the year of fulfillment in my life.
Amen.
The year of fulfillment in my life. So every day you see me, it's the year of fulfillment in my life.
Amen.
It's the year of fulfillment in my life.
Amen.
It's the year of fulfillment in my life.
Amen.
The year of fulfillment.
Amen.
It's the year of fulfillment. See, we need to be excited about it, because that's when the word starts working for you, is when you're excited about it. It really is. Because you really think something's going to work for you, like you go to a game. Come on. Y'all can do it. You think that's going to make somebody happy? You think that's going to help the team out? Y'all can do it. You get them. Or if I show up to a game and I'm playing the sport and I'm like, all right, fellas, y'all ready to win? Because things really do work for you once you start getting excited about them. Amen. It's the year of fulfillment. Hebrews, I don't know why I'm, no. Yeah, you can turn over there. I don't mind. Go over to Galatians. Galatians 3. Pull it up in the Amplified Classic, please. Thank you, guys, for patiently waiting. Amen. You know what? Amen. Galatians 3, yeah. 13. Amplified Classic. Y'all ever read Deuteronomy 28?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes. So y'all know what all the curse entails there.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Christ purchased our freedom.
Amen.
Redeeming us from what?
The curse.
The doom of the law. And it's condemnation. By himself becoming a curse, what? Becoming it? Becoming lack? Becoming sickness? Because that's part of the curse. Y'all know that's part of the curse. Becoming a curse for us. For it is written in the scriptures, cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree, is crucified.
Yes.
Next. To the end that through their receiving Christ Jesus, the blessing promised, where? Might come upon the Gentiles. Are we the Gentiles?
Yes, sir.
So that we through faith might all receive the realization of the promise of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
To speak in terms of human relations, brethren, if even a man makes a last will and testament, a merely human covenant, no one sets it aside or makes it void or adds to it when once it has been drawn up and signed, ratified, and confirmed. Yes, and she's a lawyer. She knows. Not a lawyer, but kind of like one. Now the promises, covenants, agreements were decreed and made to who? And his seed. Not seeds. Seed. His offspring. His heir. He, God, does not say, and two seeds, descendants, heirs, as if referring to many persons, but, and to your seed, your descendant, your heir, obviously referring to the one individual who is none other than Christ the Messiah. This is my argument. The law which began 430 years after the covenant concerning the coming Messiah does not and cannot annul the covenant previously established, ratified by God, so as to abolish the promise and make it void. For if the inheritance of the promise depends on observing the law, as these false teachers would like you to believe, it no longer depends on the promise. However, God gave it to Abraham as a free gift solely by virtue of his promise. And to his seed. And Jesus came, died on the cross, and received the promise, took care of the curse, so that we, the Gentiles, can be blessed. Receive the blessing. Hallelujah. What then was the purpose of the law? It was added later on after the promise. See, it's letting you know the it can't be once the covenant was established, it can't be broken. It can't be signed. See, and the law was what? It was added later on after. Hallelujah. Yeah, glory. Amen. Hallelujah, glory. Amen. Hallelujah. Yeah, we get it. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. To disclose, amen. And expose to men their guilt because of transgressions, and to make men more conscious of the what?
Sin.
Of sin. And it was intended to be in effect until the seed, the descendant, the heir should come. Amen. To and concerning whom the promise had been made. And it, the law, was arranged and ordained and appointed through the instrumentality of angels, and was given by the hand in the person of a go-between, Moses, and an intermediate person between God and man.
Amen.
Now, we ain't got time to read all that. Amen. Go back to 13, please. Christ purchased, died on the cross.
Amen.
Took everything on the cross so that we don't have to bear any of it.
Amen.
Anything that's a part of the curse, we should not allow nowhere near our lives.
Amen.
Nowhere near our lives. Well, I don't know what's a part of the curse. Please go read Deuteronomy 28. And read it in the Amplified, because it gets very detailed.
Yes, sir.
Christ purchased our freedom, redeeming us from the what? redeeming us from the what?
The curse.
Redeeming us from the what?
The curse.
Of the law and its condemnation. There's no way I can get this stuff paid for. Yeah. It's the year of fulfillment.
Amen.
Well, there's no way I can afford that. Yeah. Yeah. Stop looking at yourself, number one. And thank God for the year of fulfillment. Stop trying to figure it out. And stop just living in a small box, I'm going to say. Amen. Stop making it small and just say, you know what, God? It is the year of fulfillment. It is the year of fulfillment. It is the year of fulfillment. It's the year of fulfillment. What? Yes, for me. Hallelujah. And what has God promised you? Because it's not just Proverbs 6, 30 and 31. There's healing. There's victory. But we need to get in the Word and find out what belongs to us. It is the year of fulfillment. There was this one lady. She was believing God for a husband. I've told this story before. Bears witness again. So she was believing God for a husband. And it went on for a little while, and she got tired. And so she let these words, I'll probably never find a man around here. And my dad was ministering, and he said, God just showed him. He said that I saw this woman believing for a husband, and he was heading her way. He was walking to her, heading her way, he said. He said, and then all of a sudden she said something, and he just got this look and just turned and walked another direction. Because it didn't happen when she wanted it to.
Amen.
It's the year of fulfillment. And don't settle for something that isn't what you're believing for.
Amen.
Why settle? Why settle? Because if it's the year of fulfillment, why not have everything that I'm believing God for down to the shoelaces?
Amen.
Down to the pots and pans. Down to the fork and butter knife. Down to the napkins. Why not? Well, you're just too extravagant. Well, you obviously ain't hung out with God very much. Because the more you hang out with God, the wider and deeper and just extravagant the vision gets. Is it all about stuff? No, not at all. Because if you wasn't here for Poor No More, we talked about that. Matthew 6:33. Right? Y'all remember that?
Yes.
Amen. But seek ye first
the
kingdom of God and His righteousness. Seek first God. Not you, because God will add it to you. That's the thing. God will add it to you instead of us working it. Working, trying to get what we want. Because a lot of people, I've heard somebody say, you know, I'm trying to get all this stuff done before I retire, insinuating he ain't going to have any money or be able to do anything if he doesn't do it now. See, so now all my faith is not even in God and in His financial plan. It's in the system and what the system can do.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. But Christ purchased our freedom. Redeeming us from what?
The curse.
The curse. Read that. Study it.
Amen.
And whenever you're studying, it's Old Covenant, right? they didn't realize that there was a devil yet. So they thought God was just doing everything on his own. Right? You ought to get that one book. It talks about the permissive sense and the causative sense. God permitted things to happen because they got out of his umbrella of what he asked them to do, and they started doing their own thing. Now they're not in God's trail. Now they're over on Satan's ground, right?
Yes.
And so he was able to attack them. It's not that God wasn't trying to protect them, but once you get out of the will of God and want to do your own thing, he's like, well, I'm trying, but when you get back over here, we'll talk, right? And so that's why he talks about the curse, right? The curse, but also the blessing. Amen. And find out what we're redeemed from.
Amen.
From.
Yes, sir.
From.
Amen.
Amen. I don't think you have time to minister tonight, Brother Clint. Sorry.
So a couple things in that Proverbs 6. Check this out. You got to catch him. Right? You don't have to catch them in the act, but all you got to do is go, you know what? I remember this.
Amen.
And say, you owe me still. It's not just about, you ain't got to catch them in the act. It says catch them. So let's catch them. Bring it up. Don't, when you're found out. And sometimes when the devil steals from you, you don't necessarily get it right off the bat. The devil stole $216 from me this weekend because a cable broke on the front of my car. He stole $216. He's got to multiply that by 7. Hallelujah. I didn't blame it on the devil then, but hey, it cost me money that could have gone to the kingdom, could have done anything. And now I had to pay for that to get it replaced. So the devil owes me 7 times that, not to mention the fact that he owes me the time that it's going to take to replace it. That brings up other things in time.
Somebody was saying, well, you're just being real picky now. Well, you're just going overboard. It's a vehicle. You obviously don't understand tither rights then. Tithers' rights.
Amen.
Because when you're a tither,
Amen.
The Satan is not allowed to break anything. Everything that you own should run until you get rid of it.
Amen.
As long as you're doing maintenance and doing what you're supposed to do,
Amen.
Satan cannot break anything that belongs to you.
Amen.
And if he does, it's 7 times. But also, rebuke him. Don't allow him to keep running through your stuff.
How many of you have missed a day of work due to illness? Illness is of the devil. The devil stole that time from you. And guess what? Just getting your time back because your work might give you time back, that ain't 7 times. So there's over and above necessary. And then Pastor Ricky talked about the heir, one seed, right? But then in Romans 8 it says... Verse 17, it says, and if we are his children, then we are his heirs also, heirs of God and fellow heirs with Christ.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. That means that that heirship, heir single with Christ, that we're joint heirs with him. That, and joint means together. So if we have the promise of Abraham, which is what we've been talking about just now, and we're joint heirs with Christ, we can have every single thing that was promised to Jesus. Thank you, God, that he has done that for us. It's so exciting to think about it that way, that we're his heirs, we're his children, he loves us. Woo! That's good right there. Catch the devil doing the wrong and take back your stuff. And that's another thing. You got to get in position. You can't, like Pastor Ricky was saying, how many of y'all can get something from your parents just sitting on the couch? If I threw something at you and it hit you in the face, you weren't in position to receive. Right? Get yourselves in position to receive, whether that's running around the sanctuary, raising your hand during worship when you don't feel like it, or just getting on your face before God and saying thank you. Get yourself in a position to receive from God because he has something for you. And this is the year of fulfillment, getting what is ours because of Christ, not because of us, but because of Christ. Hallelujah. pray over. Oh, Father God, thank you for the offering. Thank you for your word, Lord God, that it's good. Hallelujah. You're going to take the offering and you're going to make it bigger. It's going to do everything you have for it to do, plus some. We thank you for it in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Y'all can receive. I don't think we'll do...